Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We're going to talk a little bit about, and then we're going to get on with the show, Unsung Heroes. I've bragged lately of hitting 6 years with CSC Talk Radio while I was taught by one of the best and most sincere radio guys as far as this nation's freedom and liberty is concerned that I've ever known, which was Derry Brownfield. But upon his loss, I had to make a quick decision to start my own show and go it alone. Now, we all know I've not been alone. You and the good Lord have been with me, as well as other patriots have been behind me, pushing me and encouraging me every step of the way. Personal sacrifices have been stressful, but so far we're still here fighting for truth and freedom. Today I promised you that we'd have C.J. Hadley on from Range Magazine on the show, and we're getting ready to do that. Just kind of have a little patience with me. I know you love her, and I love her as well. CJ is one of those patriots who sacrificed far greater than most. When Sean Hannity says journalism is dead, well, that's not true, because maybe it is with the spotlighted mainstream media and even Fox at times, but not so with CJ Hadley and her team of patriot writers who seek to bring you the truth and nothing but the truth. Well, that's not true. Truth wrapped up in passion and handed to you with a mission. We are to guard against ignorance. If we are to guard against ignorance and remain free, it is the responsibility of every American to be informed. That's from Thomas Jefferson once again. If you're watching mainstream media and listening to the rich political pundits, you're not being well informed. If you subscribe to Range Magazine, you will be well informed, but you will also be enriched with passion and intrigue with the way of life that so many Americans live. CJ and Range Magazine are celebrating 26 years, and May, right now, is her 100th issue, which I just received in the mailbox this morning, CJ. The writers in Range Magazine and the artists and the authors and the poets and the books that are published by CJ Range Conservation Foundation and Range Magazine are beyond compare to any other books that I know. Am I trying to sell? Yes. Am I trying to inspire? Yes. Am I trying to encourage you? Absolutely. Am I trying to call you to action? You betcha. CJ suggested I read 3 different articles for our discussion today, which I did. And I was so moved. I've been talking about, and you will be hearing more about, as I try to pull it together, circling the wagons. This nation is under attack. And the heroes are those who are trying to at least claim conservative. How can we win this back? How can we maintain freedom for our future generations? We have to circle the wagons and counterattack. And then we absolutely must keep the socialist enemy at bay. There are many patriots I have met through the years, many of whom are gone now. Who will ride for the brand, pick up the torch? Would you sign your name on a Declaration of Independence today, knowing what that would mean? Do you long for liberty and independence, or are they only words we like to toss around in the political jabberwocky arena? There are heroes among us, unsung heroes, many. You'll never hear their names on mainstream media. They might never be asked to appear as a consultant on Fox News, or Rush might not interview them, but they are the ones. They are the patriots of today, sacrificing their lives and livelihoods for freedom, truth, and to make sense out of the political chaos and to teach the Constitution to Americans. CJ is one of those in my eyes, and I know she's going to argue with me, but she is one of those heroes in my eyes, and I listen to her when Derry Brownfield was interviewing her on the air, and he bragged about her when she wasn't on the air. What a special lady. She has had a place in our hearts. What a special patriot, an unsung hero, and proof this nation is a nation of immigrants. But those immigrants become one of us, red, white, and blue Americans, and there are none, to my knowledge, bred and born here in America, who love this nation more than C.J. Hadley. We don't love D.C. We don't love the D.C. occupiers. We love this nation, which is and includes all those hardworking Americans from sea to shining sea who want nothing more than life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, and prosperity. CJ, you are my hero, and I know you think you do very little, but in my eyes, you have led the way and provided an avenue for truth, freedom, and liberty for 26 years and now 100 issues, and I know that 101 and 102 are already in the works. I count each year here on CSC Talk Radio. I even call, lately I count each month, and I number each show. Today is show number 1578. So 26 years in your 100th issue of Range Magazine is such a wonderful accomplishment, a milestone for the truth in journalism. Thank you, CJ. And as always, we welcome you to CSC Talk Radio. How are you today, my girlfriend?
I am practically speechless. The talent is not mine. It's in the people I can collect who care as much as you do. I am honored to be on your show, 1578. I think that's staggering because I know how hard it is. And I just think there should be hundreds more just like you spotted all around the United States saying the same thing. Well, because what we're getting out of the colleges, what we're getting off the news is absurd. It's almost funny because it is so far off what I believe is the truth. But Range has been a battle. It has been a beautiful battle. It has been inspiring and agony, and there is so much to be done, as you say, every day. I mean, I only get this magazine out four times a year. Otherwise, I would not be here. I mean, it takes a very long time to produce it. I don't know how you do it. It's a little mutual admiration society today, which could be just a little nauseating to your listeners, but I think you're splendid. I just love Derry Brownfield before you. I knew him for a very long time, and I knew you were right behind him many, many, many years. That was a good thing.
I didn't have a clue back then that I was going to be doing this. You know, CJ, you may not write every article, but you produce this magazine, you publish this magazine that is nothing but truth, and you are the editor and the publisher, and you provide the avenue for these writers, for these patriots that are speaking out and telling the truth. I mean, truth in journalism is not dead. Hannity says it is, but it's because he hasn't read Range Magazine. We're going to send him one. I think that's what we should do. Send it to Sean Hannity and say, truth in journalism is not dead. You're just looking in the wrong places.
There was one member of Congress a long time ago. It was Richard Pombo from California. He got taken out by the Sierra Club and about $3 or $4 million in the last minute money to get rid of him. And Richard Pombo used to take a dozen copies of Range every quarter and spread it around the resource committees and the people who really were listening. And I really miss that congressman. He's been gone a long time, but nobody has ever replaced him. And once in a while you find a little gold mine. Mm. And Pombo was mine, and I'm waiting for the next.
Oh, wow. Well,
we send things to Trump. We send things to Trump Tower. We send it to the White House. We send subscriptions to all the major secretaries, agriculture, interior. We're trying to involve, whoever's going to be running U.S. Fish and Wildlife and BLM. I'm not sure what's happening there. Hmm. But they need to know. And with Zinke, who is from Montana, he probably knows more than any of the interior secretaries before, at least about what the people feel on the ground. So we have a little bit of hope here.
We do. We have a little bit of hope. We're going to talk about that hope. We're going into a break. I'm going to hold off on the calls just a little bit and let CJ and I get to talking because I took so long with my monologue and bragging on her. But I'm bragging on you because it is your responsibility to educate and to know what's going on. And we're providing you those avenues. So write the number down, but wait to call. 877-895-5410. And CJ and Beth Ann, we'll be right back. Sir William Blackstone stated back in 1783, "So great, moreover, is the regard of the law for private property that it will not authorize the least violation of it. No, not even for the general good of the whole community." There will be a Range Rights and Resource Symposium held May 19th through the 20th at Bellevue University in Omaha, Nebraska. Register now at rangerights.com. Topics will include environment, fires, grazing, wild horses, government intimidation, constitution and private property, in God and constitution we trust, and so much more. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, and prosperity. That's the American dream. Mark your calendars for May 19th through the 20th and head to Bellevue University in Omaha, Nebraska. For details, visit rangerights.com. I hope to see you there. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with CJ Hadley. CJ, I got my magazine today. Yeah, I got it this morning on the way in.
It got to the East Coast a week ago. Somebody must. I bet you the postman read it before he gave it to you.
Well, that could be. That could be. But it didn't have any bent corners, so they're really good.
Yeah, no, it came out the 2nd of May.
Oh, gracious. Well, you know, May 2 was when I had my 6th anniversary, so maybe they were just holding off. I don't know. But I, the articles that you told me to read, I read them, and I'm going to tell you what. You had mentioned in an email that I could talk about some of these writers. I don't know all of them, but I know some of the writers that you have, and they are people, they are men, they are women, who have sacrificed so much for so long, and you don't see them. You don't hear them anywhere else. You hear them here. Once in a while, I have them on the air, and you read their writings in Range Magazine. And they go to these conferences that I try to encourage my listeners to attend. And Chris Ann Hall is going to be at the conference this weekend with the Range Rights and Resource Symposium. I've met Chris Ann several times. I've sat down and had lunch with her. In fact, she bought me lunch one day. And, you know, I met her several years ago when Sheriff Mack was having a big conference in Nevada, in Las Vegas. And I met her for the first time then. And I could not write fast enough because the woman is packed full of information and she throws it out there really fast. And, but, you know, these people that you pull together, you know, you and I need to, I just need to come out there and we need to spend a week together. And I need to get all these guests that you have for writers and get them on the air and do that regularly, because those are the ones with the truth and the information. And I don't put anybody on that doesn't have that. But
two of the major ones in this issue are friends and for decades, and the major one is Dr. Mike Kaufman, who lives up in Bangor, Maine, and he's given so much of himself and his talent and his scholarship. He just works like crazy, and I had a blessing yesterday. He and his wife, Suze, were out here from Maine to visit their sister in California, and they came up to Lake Tahoe to stay for a few days, and they came to my office for the first time ever yesterday. They found chaos and papers from floor to ceiling, and we had a wonderful 4 hours, and it was just a delight to find my Maine writer and visit with him, and I would like to do the same with you. The other one in this issue, he wrote Hope this time. Needed reform could be coming to the EPA swamp. And his knowledge is phenomenal. One of his quotes in that story, it came, I think, from Myron Ebel. EPA does not use science to guide regulatory policy as much as it uses regulatory policy to steer the science. It's upside down, and he talks about that, and you always learn something from Mike. Another one of my favorites is Tom DeWeese, who lives in Virginia. And he has American Policy Center, and as you know, he travels the country. He's talking about Agenda 21, smart growth, everything that's going to destroy the country, hurt the cities, just dreadful, dreadful stuff by the UN. And in this issue, we've got a story called Patriots versus Politicians, and the subtitle is Who Now Will Pledge Life, Fortune, and Sacred Honor? And he's giving us three incredible, extraordinary patriots. Thomas Nelson Jr., who was a Brit. You've got to read the story. Francis Scott Key, who wrote the national anthem. William Barrett Travis, who was, of course, at the Alamo. It's a brilliant story by Tom DeWeese.
You know,
I can't say enough about those guys. They feed me. They feed everybody that they can get exposed to. We just need more readers. We need more subscribers.
You know,
if anybody has a subscription and would just buy another and put it in a doctor's office, it's amazing how many letters I get via doctor's offices and Pennzoil lube shops for people who accidentally find range, because we don't have any money for any publicity. You obviously are helping me today. But it's hard to get the word out because nobody wants to read, you know, serious stuff. They want to go on a boat and have a mint julep.
Well, they can do that while they're reading Rage magazine. Well, you know, Tom DeWeese, when he wrote that article, and I was reading it this morning, and I was telling my producer, I said, it just brought tears to my eyes, because that is, you know, I have that revolutionary blood running through my veins. I'm not a daughter of a revolution. I'm a niece of a revolution. And it was the Brigadier General Thomas Sumter, who was the Gamecock, and his best friend was the Swamp Fox. And they're the ones, the militia that helped General Washington and the regular army to fight against Cornwallis. But I do a recitation before I sing the national anthem that takes, with this song, it takes about 10 minutes. It's all about this story of Francis Scott Key and what he did when he went on the boat, and what he did and what he saw. And I'm sure some of it is romanticized maybe slightly, but it's maybe not enough. But I'm going to tell you what these patriots, what they lived. You know, and then if they would see these people screaming for safe places today, I think they would just say, what did we give up for that? You know, it's just...
I saw a terrible thing on Facebook somebody sent into my email this week, and it was a woman who just lost control. And she went to a store in Portland, Oregon, and was very offended that there was a carpet there with a Confederate flag on it. And had a complete meltdown. And now two people have been fired because of that crazy woman. Everything's upside down. It's insane. But anyway, you and Tom and Mike and thousands of others are doing the same thing. Now, you might have revolutionary blood close to you. I came from George III. I was English. You know,
I
was in an industrial town, a cow, coal, and steel. And yet I feel I have revolutionary blood in my veins. I think I developed it myself.
You did. Well, you know, there's...
I'm so serious about the way this country was founded. Of course, Magna Carta was Britain a long time ago. So So they base some of it on that old English.
Only
the good parts, though. Some of the bad parts were left behind. And I've never enjoyed a place or I've never wanted to be in a place more than when I got to America a long time ago. I had to stay.
Yeah.
It's a divine place that we have to get back to what it was supposed to be.
Well, we were all from there. All of our ancestors at the beginning, well, I'd say all of us, not every American these
days. You mean bad Brits?
Yeah, we all came from that. Now, the Brigadier General Thomas Sumter, let me tell this little cute story. My maiden name is Sumter, S-U-M-P-T-E-R. The Brigadier General Thomas Sumter spells his S-U-M-T-E-R. Well, I bought a biography of him when I was in the South, and I wanted to go visit Sumter County, and I wanted to visit his statue that was standing there and all this and that. Anyway, in the book, it talks about he removed the P from the spelling of his last name because he was mad at Britain, and that's how the English spelled it. So he removed the P from the name. So our names are spelled differently, but he's a fifth grade uncle, and he got angry, and he was quite the fighter, and he decided he was going to fight. He wasn't going to fight. He was not going to fight until they decided they were going to make an example of him and scare him into not fighting. And it made him mad, and then he decided to fight. And Sumters are kind of known for
that. That sounds familiar to you and me, doesn't it?
Yes. Just don't make me angry.
Don't tell us not to do something. That's dangerous.
It's very dangerous. Well, Michael Kaufman, I'll talk about him just a little bit. I've met him once or twice. I've not met his wife, Sue, but I've talked to her on the phone. And they're just a wonderful, patriotic couple. And they have sacrificed a great deal to fight for this nation, and he was one of the first to speak out about global warming or climate change and the Agenda 21 and how they were he drew the map of the Ozark biosphere, how they were going to divide this part of the region and put that out. And he was on the air with Jerry Brownfield many, many times, and I've had him on the air here just a few times in my 6 years. I needed to have him on more. He's been battling some health issues, and we keep him in our prayers but I've had some of his books that I've offered to my listeners, and that is just something that the quote from Thomas Jefferson that I read during my monologue, it was on the back of an envelope a few weeks ago from a listener out of Texas. They probably never knew how much that was going to mean to me that day. You know, sometimes you can read a quote, it means nothing, and the next thing you know, it's your new inspiration. And I've been reading it to the listeners now for a few weeks because it is what we need to do. We have got to take the responsibility, and you can't do that necessarily by turning on mainstream media or even Fox, but you can by turning on Range Magazine and CSC Talk Radio, because we're going to give them the truth. And we're going into a break. If you want to visit with CJ today or give her a congratulations, 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. When we come back, I want to talk about the matron saint, CJ. And CJ and Beth Ann, we're going to stand for freedom and truth. And we want you to stand with us. 877-895-5410. And CJ and Beth Ann will be right back.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company Tis of Thee, listing 50 patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Sir William Blackstone stated back in 1783, "So great, moreover, is the regard of the law for private property that it will not authorize the least violation of it. No, not even for the general good of the whole community." There will be a Range Rights and Resource Symposium held May 19th through the 20th at Bellevue University in Omaha, Nebraska. Register now at rangerights.com. Topics will include environment, fires, grazing, wild horses, government intimidation, constitution, and private property, in God and Constitution we trust, and so much more. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, and prosperity. That's the American dream. Mark your calendars for May 19th through the 20th and head to Bellevue University in Omaha, Nebraska. For details, visit rangerights.com. I hope to see you there. We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with our good friend CJ Hadley of Range Magazine. And CJ, before we get to Matron Saint, I want to talk about that article a little bit that's by Todd McFarlane. You sent me, when we decided to do this show a few weeks back, you sent me some things you're going to offer my listeners. So I wanted to kind of let them know that for CSC Talk Radio listeners, five issues of the subscription of Range Magazine, which is regularly $19.95 for four of them, is $15 for five. You got that? $15 for five. Five-issue subscription plus 2018 Buckaroo calendar, the real Buckaroo calendar, which is valued altogether at $37.40 for $20. For $5 more, you get the Buckaroo calendar for 2018. And 2018 real Buckaroo calendar available September 2017 is when it comes out, is regularly $12.95, and she's offering it to you for $8. No wonder you have trouble making things in. We're always giving things away, aren't we?
And yeah, no, this is not a moneymaker. This is so that your listeners can help me share all of the work my good writers and photographers do. I can't get the word out. It's cheaper for me to give something to your listeners to share with a friend you know, it works.
It does.
I hope they'll share it.
You know, I used to read a lot of novels. I haven't read anything for entertainment in a long, long time. And there was a Christian novelist, and when she wrote, it was usually several series in the novel. And she always included real history in whatever era she was writing. And this happened to be taking place back in the Revolution time of the United States. And although this wasn't the crust of the story, this was embedded into the story. And, of course, that's where my mind went. They talked about newsletters and writings that were being distributed among the American people so that they would know the truth of what was going on, CJ. So that's kind of what I think of when I think, of course, my pen, the pen has been on hold for a little while till we get through this financial crisis that we're having here at CSC Talk Radio. But I think about the pen and I think about Range Magazine, you know, because this is the truth and this is what people need to be seeing. She goes
you know,
on here. Go ahead.
The thing is, instead of being Facebook, Twitter, and by cell phone, it's still hand-to-hand. Range is still hand-to-hand. I'm kind of almost embarrassed to admit it. But I like to sit on a deck and actually read instead of looking at a machine. I hope there's enough people out there that still like the same thing I do.
We all like that. I like to hold the book in my hand. Even
yes.
when somebody sends me something they want me to read through email or something, I print it off. I have to print it and have it in my hand. Well, we've talked about the books, and she's got several of them, but she's offering the gorgeous coffee table books, the Cowboys and Critters. It's regularly $45 for only $25. Now, these are fantastic books. They're coffee table books. They're beautiful. They don't have some of the hard-hitting journalist stories in them as far as what's going on right now in the freedom arena, fighting for liberty. But she also is offering the Wrangler Award-winning Brushstrokes and Balladeers, which is another awesome book, Painters and Poets of the American West for $25. And those are regularly $42 and $45 a piece. You can call Range Magazine by going to 1-800-RANGE4U or just put the numbers down, 1-800-726-4348. Let them know you were listening to CJ and Beth Ann talk on the radio, and they will make sure they get that to you.
I have two lovely ladies working with me, Ann and Deborah, and they have all kinds of deals. They'll make offers that they haven't even heard of yet. So
that's awesome.
It could be an interesting conversation.
So you would like to barter and dicker, give them a call.
Yeah, give me some more offers, Deborah. Annie. Tell me some good things. They
That's
will.
Awesome. Well, this article by Todd McFarlane is titled Matron Saint. You've kind of done a little bit of a running thing here in this particular issue, at least with the three articles that I've read, where we're talking about some of the patriots of today and patriots of yesterday. And that is something very near and dear to my heart because I have met so many, and I know you have too. I've met so many people that they're just plain old folks. Just plain old folks. They don't stand out in a crowd, and they're not all flashy and all that, but they're so true and genuine.
Can I read the first two paragraphs
Absolutely.
Of Charlie Fallon's story?
Please.
As Beth Ann said, it's called Matron Saint. How did an unlikely city girl end up marrying a freedom-loving cowboy and then suddenly, 22 years later, end up getting thrust onto the front lines of the Patriot movement? Like others on the front lines, Jeanette Finnecombe has had more than her fair share of curveballs in the past few years. While others have experienced the brunt of the heavy-handed animosity of the federal government, none has felt the full impact as much as she has. On January 26, 2016, Jeanette's husband, Arizona rancher Lavoy Finnecombe, while lawfully traveling from Harney County, Oregon, to adjoining Grant County for a public meeting, was shot 3 times in the back while his hands were in the air. He was killed by law enforcement officers under the direction of the FBI, which had no warrant. The warrant was issued the following morning for everyone but Lavoy, who was already dead. Now, this is a staggering story. which we've been following for a very long time. It mm-hmm. connects to the Bundy family and the Hammond family, the father and son of whom are on Terminal Island in California, serving 5 years for domestic terrorism because they burned 140 acres of sagebrush, which didn't damage a thing. They also had to pay a fine of $400,000 to the federal government for destroying a natural resource. It is out of control. And now Jeanette Finnegan is in the front lines fighting because of what they did to her husband. It's an amazing story, and she's a wonderful lady.
Oh, she's a beautiful
woman. She's strong,
woman.
And it's just incredible. But this funny thing about, not funny thing about Range is Range has these stories which are really serious that people can get behind and help. But at the same time in Range, there's all kinds of wonderful things which will balance it out. History pieces about horses, about tradition. Sheep in the Tetons, all kinds of things. But in the middle of this, you're going to find Kaufman. By the way, Kaufman's stories on climate change won a Freedom of the Press Award 2 years ago just mm-hmm. because it was so staggering. He's up again, because he's a climate change denier, you hardly ever get any space in any publication or any TV show or radio. You know, you once in a while, but nobody else. But these good people, they're all fighting a different battle, but for the same reason. Federal government is out of control.
It is out of control, and no one has sacrificed more than Jeanette Finnegan. And, you know, we talk about the hard times and the struggles, but no one has sacrificed like this woman has.
She and LaVoy have 12 children, and they are, some of them are very young. So she is now raising 12 children and fighting the BLM. They want to take her cows just like they took Clive and Bundy's. You know, the Bundy's are still in jail. They've mm-hmm. been in jail since February 2016. The trial has now been put off until at least November 2017. They've had no right to a speedy trial. There is some abuse in the jail, we hear. What the government is doing to my ranchers is criminal. We need everybody to say, stop. Please stop.
It is criminal what they're doing across this nation. I had several years ago, a few years back anyway, I'm trying to think of his name, but he was actually the one of them on ground level that created the EPA, and now he's fighting against the EPA because it is so out of control. And Mike Kaufman's article is about hope. We have hope, but we cannot let this president or his administration go it alone. You can see how they are attacking them. They're attacking some of the conservative talk show hosts that are the big guys. And that's what I said. Circle the wagons. Circle the wagons with Range Magazine. Circle the wagons and support Range Magazine and support CSC Talk Radio. Not because CAJ and I deserve anything, but because America deserves truth. And we need to circle the wagons together. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. And CJ and Beth Ann, we are the Republic, and we will be right back. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Melody Cederstrom, and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're in the final segment of today's show. We've got everybody engrossed in what we're saying here, CJ. They're not calling in, and I know that that's the reason, because they've told me before they just absolutely love it when I have you on the air. And CJ's a little bit shy about that, and I have to convince her to come on with me usually. But
I want to apologize right now.
A
little too depressing today in show 1578. Range, because of all those heavy issues, I believe with knowledge there's hope. That's why this magazine exists, is to spread the word so that we can make it right. And I'd love to read just a couple of little quotes from people who actually read Range.
Absolutely.
And they just came in recently. Just a couple. I've got six here, really short ones. From California. Range is the rolling stone for ranchers. Keep on rocking. From New Hampshire, if not for Fox News and Range, this country would not have a chance. Hang in there and keep fighting. From Texas, you are truly a voice in the wilderness. From Wyoming, Range is inspirational and amazing. Please continue to shine the light on the attacks on our freedoms and the U.S. Constitution of the greatest country ever to exist. And from Idaho, Range gives an old cowboy wannabe like me something to get his heart pumping and is a light of truth in the very chaotic and murky world of today. And last, from California, don't give up. The enemy is at the gates. What you need is 1 million more subscribers.
Oh, my goodness.
That would be exhausting, wouldn't it?
Oh.
But a few hundred more would be nice.
Yeah.
But I just love your show. I appreciate you letting me come on it. And I'm sorry that, I'm not...
Well, you don't need to apologize because truth is, truth in education is freedom. If we keep our heads in the sand and we just listen to these political pundits, we do get discouraged and we think, well, there's nothing I can do. But then when we read Range Magazine and we read about the invasions and the things that have happened and we see how other Americans have stood up, it encourages us, CJ. It's not discouraging. It's encouraging to say, you know, they took a stand. I can do that. I can take a stand. You know, I've got trouble in my own little county. I've got trouble in my own little town. I can take a stand. You know, the school board needs another person to run for school board. I can do that. You know, we need people to realize the solution is them. The people. We the people are the solution. We the people are the government. This government in D.C., that's government incorporated. They're not the solution. They are the problem. They create a crisis. They run it for office and say they're going to fix the crisis, and they have absolutely no intention of ever fixing tax issues. They have no... Donald Trump has... He is, I believe, wholeheartedly wanting to build a wall. They may approve a wall, but they will never fund it. They will never get it done unless we take drastic measures. Us, we the people. We're the ones that need to get on the phones. We're the ones that need to tweet them. We're the ones that need to email, to fax them. We need to just wear them down. Just wear them out. And, you know, there's 300 million of us. And there's only 545 of them.
And there's a whole bunch of very good ranches on the Texas, Arizona, and Mexico, California border. And we often run stories by a world famous journalist named Leo W. Banks. And he writes about the ranches on the border. And you get the truth about what's happening, what Border Patrol is doing, and what's going on with their private property. They're intriguing, amazing stories.
Oh, my goodness. And what these people are putting up with on the border is just, it's heart-wrenching.
There's on my website, rangemagazine.com, which gets a couple of million hits a year, there's all kinds of back issues with issues that some of your listeners would care about. They'll find all sorts of things free online at rangemagazine.com.
I want to give the number again. Go to rangemagazine.com. It's just very simple, rangemagazine.com. Give them a call there at 1-800. You can just put range for you or do the numbers. 1-800-726-4348. That's 726-4348. We're just about out of time. We just got a couple of minutes left here. It's the fastest hour of the day, especially when you have somebody that you really like to talk to a lot on air. And, you know, CJ, you are a walking testimony. I know you don't see it that way, but the things that you have seen, the people and the hearts you have touched, and those authors and writers and patriots that you have met, either on the phone or just in word, or actually been able to shake their hands, you, my lady, could write a book.
Those people you're talking about shake my heart. It's a beautiful job. It's tough, but it's a beautiful job. Thank you so much.
Well, you're very welcome. They're always telling me I need to write a book, and I said, well, what am I going to write about your life? I said, well, I haven't finished it yet.
Exactly.
I said, I'm still working on it. I haven't finished it yet.
After I get to the pearly gates, I'll mail it back.
Well, it should have a good ending then. You know, we'll know that it's got the happy ending. You know, CJ, you went through an awful lot coming into this country, and I love your story, how you said you were a flaming liberal when you first got here, and you switched right away when you saw what was going on. And when you read the first paragraph there of Jeanette Finnegan, and she talks about being a city girl. I was a city girl that moved to the country, so I know exactly what she's talking about. We no longer farm, but we're still in the country, and I just have a love for the farmers and the ranchers and the producers in this country. They truly are the forgotten people, and we're going to make sure they're not forgotten.
No way.
No way. I appreciate all that you do, CJ. One of these days we are going to meet up. We're going to just have to make it happen, I think.
Congratulations on 6 years.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a big milestone for me. Every year is. I said lately every month is when I get the bills paid. So
I know.
It's just the way it is. I know you've been through the same thing, and it's just what it is. So I'm going to give you the last minute here to just talk to the listeners if you want to, and let's encourage them to give you a call.
You made me think of the fact that I was born amidst 2 million consumptives in a coal and steel town, the most polluted city in Europe during World War II. And now I live in the middle of, I live at the edge of the high desert at 5,000 feet, and there's sagebrush and rabbit brush and desert peach and wild iris all around me. It rains 7 inches a year. A precipitation, which is really not enough, but we've had floods this year, 280% of normal in the Sierra Nevada, and everything is lush. It looks like Massachusetts, but it's very temporary. But I love this desert. I love this country. I love everything about it. I just feel sad about some of the things that seem to have gone amiss. And I think Constitution, even though people think it's just an old, nasty, dusty document, is the most incredible thing ever written. And I shall follow it forever. And I hope Range will do some good for some people. And I just love them all. Anybody who's doing producing something is of great value.
Absolutely. Thank you. You provide an avenue for so many patriots to write and get the truth out. There is truth in journalism, and it's called Range Magazine. Published by C.J. Hadley. Thank you, C.J., for being a part of CSC Talk Radio today. We are here fighting for liberty. We are your voice. We are your eyes. We are liberty. Thank you, C.J. And it's going to take all of us. We the people. That is the solution. It's simple, but it's not easy to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com.